Crossbow, I am established. Confirm we are go for arm.
Affirmative, Crossbow. At this time, select electors to X, select vents to open, and select systems to onboard.
Roger. Crossbow is arm.
Roger. We now have ground confirmation. Rabbit is in the hole.
Moving target indicator, engage. Pathfinder is on. I'm going on the scope.
Roger.
Scanner on. Target locked. Tracking lock.
Roger.
Yes. That's it. Hold it right there.
The Crossbow Project. There's no defense like a good offense.
Mission accomplished.
Outstanding, Crossbow.
Just like shooting ducks in a barrel.
Working in secret, our scientists are turning an engineering dream into an effective reality.
Now all we have to do is build it.
That's the weapon, isn't it, Dave? What do you think of Don's little movie, Roy?
I think there weren't enough girls in it.
Well, I have a little tape now on alternate weapon uses, plans for the mini shuttle, and modifications on the B-1 for aerial launch. Does the president or any other responsible agency know about this?
We're on a need-to-know basis, George. Besides, the CIA is a responsible agency.
Well, I think they do need to know. You're going to single-handedly cause a major escalation.
Our studies indicate that this type of weapon is totally useless in warfare.
Well, it's not intended for use in your kind of warfare, Roy. It's a perfect peacetime weapon. That's why it's secret.
So it's both immoral and unethical.
Yes.
When do we get it?
As I understand it, there seems to be a small technical, teeny-weeny little problem with the energy source.
I don't want to hear about any problems, Don. We have plans for your little ray gun this summer. I need a success here. I don't need any delays jeopardizing that success. Am I making myself clear, Don?
Oh, clear as vodka, Dave.
You tell that Dr. Hathaway to get on the stick.
Well, I guess I'm just going to have to push a little harder then, huh?
As long as we have a working weapon by the end of June. Right, General?
I wouldn't know, Dave. I haven't had a working weapon since Korea.
I'm sorry, Dave. This is too much. I'm going to have to ask for a reassignment.
I'm sorry to hear that, George.
I urge you to stop.
Thanks for your input. Sorry you won't be on the team. Maybe next time. Too bad. Used to be a good man. Afraid we're going to have to liberate George.
Liberate? You mean liquidate?
Larry, let's see that film on blinding techniques. Then we'll all have some lunch, all right?
Yes, I am.
You know, I just love your television show.
Oh, thank you very much.
Tell me, what is Mr. Einstein really like?
Dead.
See that laser? It is light amplification by stimulated emissions of radiation. So this is coherent light.
Oh, so it talks, right?
No. Dr. Hathaway, what a surprise!
How are you, Mrs. Daly?
Is there something wrong with Mrs. Chesworth? If there is, it's because I had the flu and I couldn't make him a decent breakfast that morning. I was trying to make him walk.
Well, I thought I'd fly in and I'd bring you the news myself. I just got word from the admissions committee. We did it, which is in the Pacific Center.
Hey, there you go, boy.
I'll never shake his head.
How you doing, miss?
Fine.
Nice display here.
Thanks. It's a flash lamp pumped ultraviolet laser at 342 nanometers. Well, as you know, there is considerable interest in the atomic iodine laser for fusion. This is molecular iodine. Therefore, this laser doesn't suffer from the problem of recombination of the atomic iodine.
You must be very proud.
Proud?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Mitch is the first student we've ever accepted for midwinter term at Pacific Tech.
Well, I imagine he's the youngest, too.
No, actually, the youngest we ever had was 12. But he cracked under the pressure within 6 months, so we...
Mitch is 15. There's not going to be any problem with that.
Right. Say, listen, Doc, about this scholarship thing. Now, you're going to give him a signing bonus, right?
No. But by allowing Mitch to progress at an accelerated rate, we give him the opportunity to fulfill a far greater portion of his remarkable intellectual potential.
We just want the best for Mitchie, Dr. Hathaway. I saw your show the other night on radioactive isotopes,
mm-hmm.
and I've got a question for you.
Yes?
Is that your real hair?
Yeah.
But tell me, is Mitch by any chance adopted?
Oh, I know.
It's amazing.
Isn't it?
Look, if I don't get something to eat, I'm going to die. Come on.
Bye, Dr. Hathaway.
Give it.
They really are right. It's just sometimes they have no idea what I'm talking about.
I'm sure about that. So tell me, Mitch, are you going to miss your friends?
Well, no. I think I intimidated the kids.
Good boy. Mitch, there's something you're going to have to understand. Compared to you, most people have the IQ of a carrot. We're different than most people, Mitch. Better.
Oh, there you are, Dr.
Hathaway. Yes, one second. I've decided to put you on my own research team with some of the finest minds on the campus.
This is only the second time I've ever given such an honor to a freshman.
The first one was Chris Knight in 1981, right?
You heard of Chris.
Well, yes, he's a legend in the National Physics Club.
Well, you're going to be working with Chris. He's a senior now, and he's as brilliant as he ever was.
Wow.
As soon as you graduate, this job will be waiting for you, Chris.
Great. We have a complete physical plant right over here. You have a jacuzzi?
Absolutely.
Good. And the labs and offices are right over this way. Follow me, please. Guys, I want you to meet Chris Knight. Chris, this is my assistant, Sherry Nugel.
This is me.
And this is Mike Dodd.
Dr. Dodd.
The one who just designed our brand new telecom satellite.
It's an honor to meet you, sir. Telecom. Isn't that the satellite that's raining debris all over Europe?
Why is that toy on your head?
Because if I wear it anywhere else, it chafes. I'm sorry. It's just that I didn't want you guys to think I was stuck, you know. No fun. All brain, no penis.
Pardon me? I'm sorry. It's just an infantile response to authority.
Yes, you are Chris Knight, aren't you?
I hope so. I'm wearing his underwear.
It's a joke! I get it! Funny!
Well, I just can't help it. You guys are such fun yourselves.
Well, we try to be. Isn't that right, Mike?
No.
Chris, Sherry's going to show you around the place. You can ask her any questions you might have about fringe benefits, dress codes, or whatever, and I'll see you back upstairs in my office when you're through, okay?
Great.
Sherry, take very good care of this young man. He's one of the 10 finest minds in the country.
Someday I hope to be 2 of them. You are very beautiful.
Thank you.
How'd I come off? Too stuffy?
Well, you certainly don't act like one of the top 10 minds of America.
Really? How many of them have you met?
7.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You'll be 8. Professor Hostetler at MIT was number 6.
Old Professor Hostetler? Isn't he dead?
He is now.
Hello, I'm looking for the president's freshman team.
Oh, good. I'm so glad we have one then.
This is Mitch Taylor.
Ah, Professor Hathaway's right, sir.
Yes, sir.
And you're already on his project. We're told to expect great things from you.
Oh, I hope so, sir.
Oh, a bit of advice.
Thank you.
Always, never forget to check your references.
Okay. Thank you. I better be going.
Whoops.
Sorry.
I think the young people enjoy it when I get down verbally, don't you?
Hello? What kind of a place is this?
Hi. Would you be prepared if gravity reversed itself?
The only thing I can't figure out is how to keep the change in my pockets. I've got it. Nudity.
I was here for a second this morning.
You didn't straighten up the place, did you?
No.
Good. Because all my filth is in alphabetical order. This, for example, was under H for toy.
What is it?
This? It's a penis stretcher. You want to try it?
No.
I'm kidding. It's yet another in a long series of diversions in an attempt to avoid responsibility.
I dropped off my luggage and now all my bags are emptied.
You see, Mitch, I used to be you. And lately I've been missing me, so I asked Hathaway if I could room with me again, and he said sure. So put all your stuff away in the bottom drawer there, shirts, pants, shoes. I had a little trouble with the sports jacket, so I threw it out. Doc! Nice reflexes. I'm Chris Knight.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Duck again! Oh, my God! It's heading for the gas tank.
Go!
Would you classify that as a launch problem or a design problem?
Well, we're falling way behind you. We're not making cheese sandwiches.
All right, get down.
Hey,
what the hell are you doing? Are you crazy? You could have killed us.
That is one of the deans, I cannot be seen with you.
I know, Jim, but since I'm the one driving, don't you think you should be the one to hide?
You saw me.
Jerry, look, the reason I came here was to tell you that the climate has changed. We need a working model within 4 months, not 18.
You can't dictate innovation, Doc.
Well, let me put it another way. You know all the money we've been spending on development, Jeff?
Yes.
Well, when a project gets cut off, the finance boys always run an audit.
I see.
Having a little work done in the old place, huh, Jeff? Fraud is a felony.
What are you looking at? You're laborers. You're supposed to be laboring. That's what you get for not having an education.
Get out of here! Go on, get out of here! Get out!
Hey!
Yes?
Just put down the sandwiches and go.
Me?
No, Yoda. Yeah, you.
Just a bit. I don't have any.
Brains?
No, sandwiches.
Well, then what good are you?
What are we supposed to eat?
Listen, are you or are you not from the restaurant?
No, I'm Miss Taylor. I'm a student. Dr. Hathaway told me to come up here.
Oh. So, you're the new stud, are you?
How do you mean?
Stud. Hotshot, brain. You're 12 years old, right?
I'm 15. Are you expecting him or...
Yeah, any minute now. Can I get you something? A
I'm
balloon?
Supposed to take a look at your work up to date. Check it over.
Check it over?
Well, yes.
For what?
Mistakes, I guess. He said you guys were stuck.
No. Let's get something very clear here. Okay? When Jerry's not here, you do what I say. It goes from God to Jerry, to me. Get it? Hello, Jerry.
I told you before, Kent, you don't get to use my first name.
Did I?
How you doing, Mitch? Now, I'm sure you're all going to become fast friends.
We're well on our way already.
Good, because after Mitch is brought up to date, I want the rest of you to take the cues from him. His ideas on efficient fluorescing compounds are the most original I've seen. So from now on, Mitch is going to be in charge of the group.
Really, Jerry?
You're doing it again.
Oh, am I?
Where is Knight?
Oh, he didn't bother to come in today.
Yes, Bodie.
Oh, he said he didn't feel like it. And I said, you better. And he said, or what? And I said, or else you're going to be in trouble. And he said, jam it.
That's a wonderful story, Bodie. I've noticed you stop stuttering.
I've been giving myself shock treatments.
Up the voltage. I'm sorry he isn't here.
How that clown?
Look at this. We heard he wasn't coming. Kent decided to start without him. We find the fluorescent yield insignificant, and we think that the sample's been damaged.
What?
Well, obviously the result of negligence. It'll take us at least another week to prepare another sample, and I was afraid something like this might happen.
Are you sure about that?
Oh, we're sure, all right.
Positive.
Positive.
Excuse me.
I mean, there's simply no excuse for it.
Excuse me?
Yeah, Mitch, what is it?
Well, I think the pump laser is down. This doesn't look right. Look.
Oh, it seems to be all better now. Damn it, don't touch other people's things. Kent, I need you.
Anything, Jerry.
What?
Oh, do you want me to teach your sophomore class for you?
No, I need you to do some duplicating. Get copies made of all the data so far. So the young Mitch here can get started. He's going to check everything tomorrow.
My pleasure.
And then after that, you can stop by my cleaners.
Don't give it a thought. I enjoy it.
All right, Mitch, shall we? Here? Yeah? Another moment, all right?
Sure. Well, I guess it goes from God to Jerry to you to the cleaners. Right, Kent?
Library life. 205.
People on ice. Let's go, Steve! It ice turned out so great!
Yeah, it worked, didn't it?
How did you do it?
Oh, sure. I tell you, then you tell somebody else, and the next thing you know, we're in the middle of another ice age.
Yeah.
Come on, everybody must be dazed.
Just because you're a slack knife.
Mold controlled.
What?
Mold controlled. Work. We never see the light of day. We plan this thing for weeks, and all they want to do is study. I'm disgusted. I'm sorry. But it's not like it. I'm depressed. We've had, what, no one at the Mutant Hamster races. We had one entry for the Madame Curie lookalike contest, and he was disqualified later. Why do I bother?
Do you want to carry? I grow them myself.
Okay. Are you okay? No, not emotionally. No, I'm not. I'm disappointed. Not terribly, but still. It should have gone much further, much faster. It's okay, though. I know what the problem is. It's obviously the drag coefficient. I'll just have to redesign the legs. I can do that, no problem. I can do that here. But after they're designed, they got to cut them, and that takes 2 times. You know how long this stuff's going to last?
Maybe another half an hour.
That's good. I can do that, no problem. Okay, what's your name? Mitch. Oh, thank you for your help, Mitch. Okay, I'll see you later.
You're welcome.
Who's that?
That?
Oh,
that one.
I'm Jordan. I forgot to tell you my name. I'm Jordan. I heard there was going to be someone new this term. Are you in?
Yes.
Oh, do you have a bed?
Yeah.
I was going to make you one if you didn't have one, but you have one. Okay, I'll see you later. Okay, bye.
Bye.
What's all this supposed to be?
This is ice.
This is what happens to water when it gets too cold.
This is Kent. This is what happens to people when they get too sexually frustrated.
This should keep you busy for a while. This plus your regular class load should turn your brains to tapioca in less than a month.
Oh, Kent, that is so unfair. And we were going to make you king of the winter carnival.
Yeah? Oh, ha, ha, ha. And I suppose you're in on this, too. Did you make this stuff?
I'm not, Dan.
Well, who's going to clean it up?
You don't have to. It's going to go from solid form directly to gas.
Whoa. Really? What is it?
I'm not saying, but I can tell you that it's fairly rare and very unstable.
Just like you.
We're all just a bunch of degenerates.
We are. What about that time I found you naked with that bowl of Jell-O?
You did not. This is true.
I was hot and I was hungry, okay?
And anyway, I got news for you, Knight. You're not number one around here anymore.
Number one what?
Mighty Mouse over here beat replacement scores by over 20 points.
Yeah, you did. Well, I guess you think you're pretty hot stuff, huh?
No.
Yeah? Well, hey, maybe you are smarter than me. But can you do this? Whoa! Ink, what's happening with the ice?
It works!
It stinks!
Now, if we can just keep it from exploding!
Oh, no. Hey, you're just joking about exploding, right? Ick? It's a joke, right?
Come in here. I mean that last night. Remember, I had the sled with me? I'm Jordan. Oh, here, I made your sweater.
Last night?
Yeah, it's just something I do with my hands. I hope I got the size right. I'm pretty sure I did. I have a brother, and I use him for a sizing comparison. And I have a pretty good eye for that sort of thing, so I just went ahead and made you one because, you know, I was up. Are you peeing?
Yeah.
Oh,
I never sleep. I don't know why. I had a roommate, and I drove her nuts. I mean, really nuts. They had to take her away in an ambulance and everything. But she's okay now, but she had to transfer to an easier school. But I don't know if that had anything to do with being my fault. But listen, if you ever need to talk, you need help studying, just let me know, because I'm just a couple doors down from you guys, and I never sleep, okay?
Thanks. I will.
Are you done?
I can't start.
Because I'm here?
I think so.
Weird. Yeah. Well, I have to go.
Me too. Bye.
Good morning.
Chris.
Morning.
You know, something strange happened to me this morning.
Was it a dream where you see yourself standing in sort of sun god robes on a pyramid with 1,000 naked women screaming and throwing little pickles at you?
No.
Why am I the only person that has that dream?
But liquid nitrogen?
Mm-hmm. Coffee?
No.
So what happened?
Did you know there's a guy living in our closet?
You seen him too?
Who is he?
Hollyfeld.
Why does he keep going into our closet?
Why do you keep going into our closet?
To get my clothes. But that's not why he goes in there.
Of course not. He's twice your size. Your clothes would never fit him.
Yeah?
Think before you ask these questions, Mitch. 20 points higher than me? Thinks a big guy like that can wear his clothes?
Yeah. plus y equals zero.
Jogging this?
It's tonight. Right on time. That's a little unusual these days. You still run?
Only when chased.
What's that smell?
Must be the dog.
That's popcorn.
Yes, sir, I know.
Get it away from me. I can't stand popcorn. I hate popcorn. Come on, put it over there.
Good. Now I know what to get you for your birthday. Well, I guess we're moving up in the world, eh, Jerry? Very elegant.
Thank you. Try not to touch anything.
Is this okay, sir?
It's oak. It's not plywood, for God's sake.
Quite a change from the old place.
Shoes. Look, I want to start seeing a lot more of you in the lab.
Fine. I'll gain weight.
You're a funny boy, Chris.
Thanks, Jerry. We try.
You can sit. You know, when I first brought you into this school, I thought you'd become another Einstein. And you were well on your way. And then?
I got a haircut.
You're disappointing me, Chris.
And you, me, Jerry.
Look, it's about our deal.
I know, Jerry, and I have advanced your project more than any three students on campus.
That was yesterday. What have you done for me today?
Well,
I want 5 megawatts by mid-May.
Jerry, I think you might be getting a little obsessive about all this. Now, I took in Mitch. Okay, and he's coming along fine. He's working his guts out for you, so what exactly do you want?
I want 5 megawatts by mid-May. Look, I don't care if you're arrogant. I don't care if you're disrespectful. But your attitude's distracting Mitch, and that I won't have. The rules have changed. I want it by mid-May.
Jerry, I think that you're just forgetting about one little detail, and that's that I'm out of here. I'm gone. I'm history. I'm Casper. I'm graduating.
To graduate, you need my course, dear boy. So it seems that I have something to say about what you do and where you go. So from now on, you and Mitch are going to spend every waking moment in the lab. And you will solve my power problem, and you will solve it by my deadline.
Jerry, if you think that by threatening me you can get me to be your slave, well, that's where you're right. But, and I'm only saying this because I care, there are a lot of decaffeinated brands on the market today that are just as tasty as the real thing.
I'm not kidding, Chris.
Neither am I, Jerry.
Mitch. Do me a favor, will you?
Taste this. Come on, you won't hurt my feelings. Just give it a...
Yeah, maybe.
What, too sweet?
What is it?
I don't know. I found it in one of the labs.
Oh.
It's just yogurt. Mitch. Mitch. Are you all right?
No, I'm not. This combination of electrical plus chemical cyanide is dumb. We're going in the wrong direction. You're the only one that knows how to use this garbage, and of course you're never here. And finally, I think I'm getting brain fried.
Okay, Mitch, I'm going to make it up to you. Let's just pause. Put that down. Let's just take a step back. No, I was wrong. I'm sorry. Take a step forward. Now, take a step back. Step forward. And step back.
Will you...
And then we're cha-ching.
Will you stop it? I'm serious.
Okay, I'm serious, too. All right, let's charge this baby up. Give me everything you got. Come on.
All right, but I gotta go in the cage and connect capacitors first.
Okay, this is work time. How you doing there, Mitch?
Fine, don't rush me.
Okay, just take your time. Everything's fine. What is taking so long?
I'm coming. Charging.
Shades.
What are you doing?
Waiting.
Oh, no!
Relax, that's just the fuses at the substation. They'll have it back on in a minute. Maybe I shouldn't have shorted across the building transformer. But, more importantly, I think we get a charge.
In your entire lives to have sex. Think about it.
Yeah!
Thank you.
stuff can give you very large breasts. Oh my God! I'm too late.
All you have to do is dance. Don't keep the boys from making stuff at you. And all she wants to do is.
Don, don't act as if I don't want my own invention to work. There are only so many hours in the day.
Ready to go, Dr. Hathaway.
Pushing me doesn't help, Don. You'll have to tell them that.
Okay, well, they want me to tell you that either you start showing some results or they're going to find somebody else.
Goldface.
Oh, really?
Who? And then you won't have your big toys to play with anymore.
I'm the best, Don.
In five?
Hey, who do you think you're dealing with? How dare you? That's right, it's right. I have to go on. Right, I think this whole conversation is incredibly poor taste. I really do.
Jules?
Bitch. Asshole.
Welcome to Everything with your host, Dr. Jerome Hathaway. Funded by a grant from Darlington Electronic Instruments. And now, Dr. Hathaway.
Hi. I'm Jerry Hathaway with Everything. Tonight, we are going to look at something that most of us take for granted. The colon. What does it look like?
Hey, get out of there. Get out of there. Kent!
Cut!
What?
You're standing in front of the teleprompter.
Well, I didn't know. Listen, there's something I have to tell you.
Did you pick up my dry cleaning?
Yes, yes, I did. But there's something you should know.
The gravy stain.
No, no, that came out. No, it's about Chris and Mitch. Now, they aren't working. They're at a party with girls.
I want you to show me where.
My pleasure.
You're at Pacific Tech to work, not to play doctor.
I was working. I just got delayed.
Yeah, where's Knight?
You both make me sick.
Kent?
What? Yes.
Oh. I took a big chance in recommending a 15-year-old. I can see now that I made a mistake. I hope you're proud of yourself.
Dr. Hathaway?
What?
Are you wearing makeup? What?
I need just one more port. Can you ignore the pretty much humanities problem?
No, I don't know.
Yes, I'd like to make a collect call to Mrs. Bill Taylor.
Come on.
Mitch Taylor.
Good idea. Great idea.
What? Why? Hold it down.
Mom, I want to come home. I don't like it here anymore. I want to come home and live with you. You rented out my room? Mom, to who?
You remember the strike of Zero. Come on.
Where were you last night?
In the lab where you were supposed to be.
Yeah, Jordan said that Hathaway got down on you. What exactly did he, Let me hold on to that pot and get that.
Mom, are you there?
Baby, you sound upset. What's wrong?
I don't like it here anymore. I want to come home and live with you.
It's not for you to like. It's for you to do. You're 15 years old now.
I want to come home and live with you.
You want to live with me and Daddy?
Yeah, Dad. I want to go back to high school.
Honey, Daddy's rented out your room.
My room? Mom, to who?
You remember Mr. Echevera. He's the plumber.
Why can't Mr. Echevera and I share it? Mom, I don't want to stay here anymore.
Now, Mitch, that doesn't sound like Mama's little soldiers.
Mitch, it's your dad.
Hi, Dad.
Are you crying?
I'm sorry.
Well, nobody sees you.
I'm just a kid.
You've never been just a kid.
Okay. If you want to leave,
go ahead.
But,
you're going to miss the fun.
What fun?
Ick invented a new virus, and we're going to release it in Kent's room.
The other night, I needed your help, and all you wanted to do was party.
I did help you. I tried to help you relax.
Being snubbed by beauticians is not my idea of relaxing.
Student beauticians.
You know, I thought this place was going to be different. But it's just the same. In high school, they stuffed me in a mailbox. Did I tell you that?
My teachers disliked me because I was smarter than they were. The students hated me because I blew the bell curve. Does that sound familiar? Mitch, I was just like you. My mother used to dress me in white shirts and hush puppies and made me carry a briefcase guaranteeing that a girl would never talk to me. And when I first came here for 3 years, I studied all the time.
You?
Yeah. And then one night, sitting in this chair right here, I had a vision.
What?
Hollyfeld.
The guy in the closet?
Laszlo Hollyfeld. And I followed him into the closet, down into the steam tunnels. And there I saw the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life.
What?
Hollyfeld in his pajamas.
So?
So? I talked to him.
You did?
Yeah. And he used to be the number one stud around here in the 70s. Smarter than you and me put together.
Well, so what happened? Did he crack?
Yes, Mitch, he cracked severely.
Why?
He loved his work.
Well, what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that, but that's all he did. He loved solving problems. He loved coming up with the answers. But he thought that the answers were the answer for everything. All science, no philosophy. So then one day, someone tells him that the stuff that he was making was killing people.
So what's your point? Are you saying that I'm going to end up in a steam tunnel?
Yeah,
What?
You are. If you keep up like this. Mitch, you don't need to run away from here. When you're smart, people need you. You can use your mind creatively.
Yeah. I notice you don't study too hard.
Bingo.
Yeah, but if I stay, what should I do?
The first thing you should do is get even with Kent. It's a moral imperative.
Yeah.
Yeah! Now you try it.
Yeah!
Yes. Now, let's unpack.
Right. Yeah!
Yeah, but Knight's got that locked.
Well, maybe he does. Maybe he does.
Wait! Come on! Come on, guys! Come on!
Can't put his name on his license plate.
My mother does the same thing with my underwear.
Your mother puts license plates in your underwear? How do you sit?
Hola, Raphael.
Hey, Ken. That's your car.
Ken, you know you're not supposed to park that on campus.
You know, this isn't funny.
You've gone too far this time,
right? I had help.
You, huh? Well, I'm going to get you guys. Dr. Hathaway's going to hear all about this. You know, you'll rue the day.
Rue the day?
Who talks like that?
Jerry asked me to drop by. What did he ask you to do?
What?
Which word didn't you understand?
Are you here for the meeting?
What meeting?
I don't know.
Okay.
Look, I'm just waiting.
Right.
Well, finally, what it comes down to, if you can't do it, we'll have to get somebody else. I have a timetable, Doctor.
We're really very close, Dave. I'm sure there's absolutely nothing to worry about. Everything's going to be fine.
Don, try and remember. You work for me. I think I've made my point, haven't I?
Crystal clear, really. You know.
Good. Anything I should know about boys?
I'll be with you in a moment.
Goodbye, Jerry, and good luck. Susan?
Well, I guess this is goodbye. I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to know you at all. I can't stand it. Have you ever seen a body like this before in your life?
She happens to be my daughter.
Oh, well, then I guess you have.
Coming down?
Yeah. No, seriously, listen, if there's ever anything I can do for you, or more to the point, to you, you let me know, okay?
Can you hammer a 6-inch spike through a board with your penis?
Not right now.
A girl's got to have her standards.
Susan.
That is a very smart girl.
What do you think you're doing?
What you said, come over.
Stay off the rug. Take off your shoes.
What's up, Doc?
Sit down.
Where are those guys?
You are no longer of any use to me.
Well, that was an interesting way to open up a conversation.
I'm giving Kent the Darlington job.
Did you suddenly find humor? You already gave me the job.
You need a degree.
I can pass your exam.
Even if you pass, you don't pass. In fact, I don't see why you don't leave the campus right now.
Okay, fine. I will go to Dr. Meredith, and the work I've done on laser alone should merit a degree.
You can tell Meredith anything you like. Who's he going to believe, you or me?
You can't do this.
It's done. You're out. Now get out! And I'll make sure you never work in this field again.
You unbelievable bastard.
How am I?
What you doing?
Self-realization. I was thinking of the immortal words of Socrates, who said, I drank what?
Is there something wrong?
Hathaway's going to flunk me out of school.
Why?
I screwed up.
What are you going to do?
I guess I'll leave.
You can't do that. You'll be a failure.
Thank you, Mitch.
I mean, you just can't leave. You owe me $10. Can't quit now. For no other reason than just to see a 5-megawatt laser fire. Just once.
That would be nice.
You gotta finish what you start.
Who said that?
You know that.
That's right, Mitch, but that is no way to motivate somebody.
You've got to get even with Jerry Hathaway. It's a moral imperative.
It's a good point.
Number one is a hard time in the making. Number two is the one thing I'm not taking. Number three goes on whining for a token. Number four is a short straw, but it's broken. I'd give my all just to be number one. Number one is a hard time.
Mitch. Why don't you get some sleep? Not like we're driving or anything.
You're still a growing boy, I hope. Hey, Laszlo. Laszlo.
Hello. That's me. Hello. I've been watching you.
Thanks.
Well, I thought you might need some help with the test, so I dug into the computer and got every question Hathaway's ever asked on every final he's ever given.
Gee, I didn't get you anything. Are those they?
No. These are entries into the Frito-Lay sweepstakes. No purchase necessary, enter as often as you want, so I am.
That's great. How many times?
Well, this batch makes it 1,650,000. I should win 32.6% of the prizes, including the car.
That kind of takes the fun out of it, doesn't it?
But they set up the rules. And lately, I've come to realize that I have certain materialistic needs.
So, where are the questions?
I memorize them.
Sure.
I gotta go to sleep.
Well, did you want to borrow my pajamas?
No. No. Thanks.
Hey, he's a pretty smart kid.
Yeah.
He's gonna grow 5 inches within the next year.
Mitch? Jordan? Mitch Taylor?
Who?
My name is Sherry Nugel. I've been waiting 3 years for this.
For what?
For you to be old enough.
For what?
For this.
I just came back from helping Chris, and there was a woman in my room.
Pardon?
A woman. You know, she was adult.
Oh.
Well, she wanted to... Oh, God, how can I say this is not to offend you?
Jump you?
Yeah.
You made it with her?
No. That's what was unbelievable.
Pardon?
It's true. I stopped her. I told her I didn't want to.
Why?
Because I really did want to.
Huh?
I wanted to, but not with her.
Oh.
This is my client, Sowers.
It is the 10th of May, Jer.
What is it, Don? What are you doing here?
What am I doing? What are you doing here? You don't seem to realize, do you? Decker is dangerous. Where's the laser?
It's coming.
It's coming!
Ha! It's not even breathing hard. Jerry, he wants the laser by the end of the week. Now you listen to me, you groveling bug! I have exams! I am doing what I can, so get off my back!
Well, I think that should just about do the trick, as long as you stay cool.
Let's go, girls!
What do you mean by that?
Figure speech, Bodhi. You guys coming to the exam or what?
Well, I guess so, seeing as how Hathaway's gone through all the trouble of having one and everything. You coming, buddy boy?
I'll catch up to you guys. I have to go to the bathroom.
Okay, Kent, but I don't think that's going to help your confidence any, do you? Buddy boy. Buddy boy.
see how funny you think this is. Buddy boy.
All right. We have exactly 3 hours for this. And remember, we believe in the honor system here, boys and girls. So it will be readily apparent to me how many of you have absorbed this material and how many of you haven't. Take one, pass it back, just like your IQ was normal.
Good luck, buddy boy.
Do you mind if I name my first child after you? Dipshit Knight has a nice ring to it.
Condolences on your meltdown, Knight.
What meltdown, Kent?
I'm not saying that you had one, because how would I know? But just in case you do.
You slime.
Your own fault, Knight. Didn't anyone ever tell you to make sure your optics are clean?
Happy and sad for you.
Hey, how's it going, Jerry?
What do you want, Knight?
World peace. But I don't think this is the time to discuss it.
Get out.
There's something that might interest you, Jerry.
I'm not interested in anything you have to say.
Dr. Hathaway.
Susan. I solved the power problem, Jerry.
Jerry?
Take your time.
So you'll hammer later. As you know, Mitch and I were working on the cyanide system. Well, earlier today, it ate itself. But these little setbacks are sometimes just what we need to take a giant step forward. Right, Kent? Needless to say, I was a little despondent about the meltdown. But then, in the midst of my preparations for Harry Carey, it came to me. It is possible to synthesize excited bromide in an argon matrix. Yes, it's an excimer, frozen in its excited state.
That's impossible.
It's a chemical laser, but in solid, not gaseous form. Put simply, in deference to you, Kent, it's like lasing a stick of dynamite. As soon as we apply a field, we couple to a state that is radiatively coupled to the ground state. I figure we can extract at least 10 to the 21st photons per cubic centimeter, which will give 1 kilojoule per cubic centimeter at 600 nanometers, or 1 megajoule per liter.
That's hotter than the sun.
Small. It's supposed to be small.
Of course, we only have the one sample, and it's going to destroy itself as it lasers. But everything's going to be fine. Isn't it, Mitch?
Yeah.
This is a complete waste of time.
Shh.
Do me a favor, Kent, and put the target in front of the cinder blocks, will you?
Okay, come behind the shield.
Okay, Mr. Taylor. Anytime you're ready.
Okay. Ready? Laser on! Whoa! Whoa! Oh. All right! Yeah. Look at this! Wow. Sorry about the window, sir.
And the trees across the quad!
Team.
Yes.
You did it.
I did my part, too.
To graduate, you get the job.
What? You can't. That's my job. I've done everything you ever asked me to. You can't do this. Look. I teach your classes for you. I get your laundry.
What is he doing?
Look. I mounted the optics. Phase conjugate target tracking system. Now look at this mirror. Look! Look! Wait.
Let's celebrate!
Absolutely.
You see anything unusual on the campus?
Come on. Oh, okay, well, try not to wobble. There's a complete hole.
That's pretty. Whoa,
look!
Look at that! Let's get a burger.
Come on, go! What, in there?
You want to meet her? She lives in Playa del Rey.
Are you going to take me home to meet your parents?
No.
Why? Are you ashamed of me?
No, them.
Oh.
You better remember the right people.
Hey, listen up.
I like to send my dish.
Come here.
fish.
I'm going to freaking
go. Oh, I love it.
No, what I was talking about was
homefish. It's a...
What are you trying to say?
Laszlo.
Laszlo, I'm so glad you came out. You want a hamburger?
I've been thinking about your laser solution.
Oh, good.
I figure you've increased the power output to 6 megawatts.
Yeah, about that.
Well, what would you use that for?
Making enormous Swiss cheese?
The applications are unlimited.
No. With the fuel you've come up with, the beam would last for, what, 15 seconds? Well, what good is that?
Oh, Laszlo, that doesn't matter.
I respect you, but I graduated.
Yeah, let the engineers figure out a use for it. That's not our concern.
Maybe somebody already has a use for it. One for which it is specifically designed.
You mean Dr. Hathaway has something in mind all along?
Look at the facts. Very high power, portable, limited firing time, unlimited range. All you need is a tracking system and a large spinning mirror, and you can vaporize a human target from space.
This is not good.
No.
What happened? Oh, no. Chris.
I'm all right.
She took everything.
Ken's tracking system's gone. How could you fill it up there?
He lied to him.
It's easy to lie to you, Mitch. You trust people. I'm a cynic. I'm such an asshole. I understand how you feel, Chris. And you're right. But what we should be doing now is trying to find out what he's doing.
Kent.
We'll have 2 minutes.
Pardon?
Hi.
Hi.
That gave him the idea. For a perfect antenna and his whole head becomes a speaker.
It's about time someone put it to good use.
Kent?
Kent? Wake up, Kent!
Ow!
Kent!
What?
I'm talking to you, Kent!
What is this?
I said I'm talking to you.
No.
Yeah.
Well, not asleep. Must be overworked.
You're not overworked, Kent.
Well, I'm not insane. Or am I?
That remains to be seen, Kent.
But we are having a conversation.
Okay, who is this?
This is Jesus, Kent.
And you've been a very...
naughty boy.
All right. Who is this?
Cut the crap, Kent. You've built a weapon.
What?
What do you think
a secret phase conjugate
tracking system is for? A big mirror makes a big beam.
I guess it could be.
Where's the laser now?
I overheard Jerry mention something about a test.
On the 27th, but I don't know where. It's classified.
What?
Oh, nothing. I want you to think about what you've done, Kent. And from now on...
Stop playing with yourself.
It is God.
Now what?
Phase two.
What is it with you?
People are so untrusting.
So we can't get on base clearance?
Oh, we will. It just could take 6 hours.
Forget it. We've all been.
How did he look?
Terrible. Mine looks like him and his looks like me.
Great. I hope.
What if these don't fool anybody?
They shoot us.
Show these to the guard at the next gate.
Duke, you get it.
IDs?
Hey, can you snap it up, buddy? We just flew in. We're late. We're tired. We're hungry. We rented this stupid car.
Are you out of your mind?
Shh, you gotta intimidate these guys. It'd be cool. It's okay.
You're not on the list.
List. Not on the list. Yeah, that's because we're classified.
Yeah.
Security. Yes, sir.
Aren't you guys a little young to be technicians?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, lasers are a young science. Okay, there. Fine, you made me say it. Now we're both in trouble.
Look, I'll call the what duty officer.
Hey, they're airborne. Don't do that. Listen, if you make that call, it's our jobs. We're 4 hours late.
Yes, sir.
Give us a break, will you, buddy? Someday you might be in the private sector, too, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
We're dead.
Oh, no.
Yes, sir.
All right.
I love it.
Absolutely, sir. Consider it done.
Yes, sir.
We're supposed to look for anything out of the ordinary.
Okay.
Communication point.
Open, encrypted on.
All the diagnostics seem okay. Final check latitude, 65 degrees, 19 minutes. Longitude, 44 degrees, 09 minutes. All systems go. We're finished here, fellas.
What?
Computer's so busy it doesn't even know we're here.
Where are they?
We've got a connection. Where are you?
Abbott to Costello.
This is Costello. Go ahead, Abbott.
We've got the goodies.
Okay, we got the target coordinates computed for trajectory adjustment.
Roger. You're sending.
Uh-oh. What is it? Oh, nothing.
You don't think we'd blow all this money to test the space, did you?
Well, actually, yes, I did, because that is what it is designed for. But if, in your wisdom, you feel that we should learn to crawl before we walk, I mean, that's fine, too. Really.
Chun!
What?
Superior officer in the room.
As you were.
Excuse me. We're ready for the final onboard laser check? All clear.
All right, I'm replacing the prom with our e-prom. Okay, shoot. May I have the coordinates, please?
34 degrees, 10 minutes, 15.21 seconds north, 119 degrees, 7 minutes.
I'm gonna check the stairs. Chris, he's coming! Halloween's coming!
Okay, you may be interested to know that Mitch has just informed me that Herr Professor is approaching.
Oh, we do! Oh, please hurry, Dr. Hathaway is coming!
Please don't, I don't look well under pressure.
What's your head there?
I hope that does it.
Okay, Chris, I mean Abbott. Hello? Hello? They're gone!
Okay.
Fine.
Now we'll see if it works. Dr. Goa here will explain any additional questions you gentlemen might have.
Yes. I was wondering, is there any problem with reusing the weapon?
Well, no. No problem.
Everything all right here? Why shouldn't it be?
Well, I think that just about sums it up, don't you? Shall we take a ride?
Okay,
Nothing like borrowing a B-1, huh, General?
What is it? Nothing.
Diagnosis of schizophrenia by questionnaires and objective personality.
Hi, Chip.
Oh. I thought you'd gone.
Not yet. Have you been touching yourself?
Yes. I mean, no.
Good. Listen, Kent. Dad, you know my father, God, wants to show you something.
Why? I meant what?
I've learned not to ask. Look, he wants you to wait...
in front of Dr. Hathaway's house, at 639 Ivy Crest Drive, at precisely 7:08 this morning.
Ivy Crest?
Just wait there and you shall receive a sign. Do not despair and do not go inside.
Well, why not? Hello? Hello, Jesus. You hung up.
Crossbow 1 radar contact, take up the heading of 025, climb and maintain flight level 650. Port level.
Roger, we are 025 out of 5,000 for flight level 650.
Why is it that I am not surprised to see you here? And I suppose you have an explanation for this so-called event that we're to witness.
Yes, sir, I do. But first, let me take this opportunity to compliment you on your fashion sense, particularly your slippers.
Yes, sir, well, Philomena likes them.
Hey, guy!
Chris, good morning.
Ah, Congressman Duggan, what brings you around?
Well, I was told there was a situation here of critical international importance.
Now, all weapon functions will be controlled from this command module, just as they would be from space. In fact, this is an exact duplicate of the vehicle cockpit. The accuracy and the power will be as exact.
We are 50 marks from the target.
Open the doors. Crossbow, open bomb bay doors.
Those are very serious accusations.
Yes, sir, I know.
If it's true, I'm going to need proof.
Gentlemen, I think we'll be able to accommodate you both in just 1 minute. Duck.
Oh, sit down.
Now, you listen to me, Jesus. This is Jerry's house, and we're very close. So if you're not going to answer me, then I'm just going to have to go in.
So
on going.
Target locked in 10, 9,
okay, God, let me have it!
Is it fire?
Is it a fire?
Yes, we indicated a shot. We've got another problem, though. It's no longer laser efficient. Shut it down.
Well, shut it down?
Yes.
Gary, I want to know what the problem is.
Shut it down! Shut
trying.
The field down!
Kent.
And look, the bird sign. Unlock.
I'm tracking where the shot went. What?
What have you done?
I think we used too much.
I'm sorry, mister.
Yeah. Well, I had to pack.
Why?
I'm getting married.
To whom?
What is all this stuff?
Oh, yeah. I won. 31.8% of the prizes, though. I'll have to figure that out, but not this summer.
Hi. Sherry Mitchell? Isn't it great? This number one. I've been looking for him for 10 years.
Oh, what can I say? She loves me. Congratulations.
You're okay.
Well, anyway, you'll have to come and visit us.
What do you mean?
I have a little survival place in Wyoming. We're going to live there.
Yeah. It's getting kind of weird around here, you know?
Bye.
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 You think it's getting too weird around here? Absolutely.
I didn't notice. I like it.